Well, we heard earlier from Joe Clement channeling Peter Frazza about a way to end wage slavery that could be accomplished starting within the framework of capitalism. But there's another way we might imagine the coming of a better world.
The following is a summary review written near the end of the 21st century, recalling revolutionary events that had recently occurred. Riding a wave of revulsion against the disasters of the Trump years, a new movement took the reins of state power with vast popular support. Its first action was to issue the following declaration with three articles. Article 1. All forms of money are hereby abolished. Coins and paper money are now no more than material objects that may serve as bookmarks or jewelry or relics, but they no longer have the power to command labor and the products of labor. They are no longer legal tender. The same is true of money in all forms. All institutions that function as repositories, exchanges, and creators of money, including banks, insurance companies, stock exchanges, brokers, and investment companies, will cease to exist. Article 2. Everyone who is now engaged in providing food, housing, clothing, education, child and elder care, medical services, artistic production, transportation, communication systems, including the Internet, and scientific research, are encouraged to continue their work in collaboration with their co-workers and with the people they serve. Those who worked in the money business are invited to find other satisfying and useful work. Article 3 had two sections. Section 1. People in law enforcement should remain in place for now to respond to crimes of violence against persons and to enforce traffic laws. As property crime diminishes, there will be less need for police, prosecutors, courts, and prisons, thus freeing many who now work in those fields to find other things to do. We ask that people who now work in law enforcement, judges, prosecutors, prison administrators, and guards, join with psychologists and social workers to transform these institutions of punishment into programs aimed at helping those who have harmed others to live better with others. Section 2. All military bases outside our borders will be closed, and personnel and equipment returned to the U.S. The military will function only to protect the nation from external attack, a need we expect to diminish as our relations with other nations and peoples are renegotiated on principles independent of money. People no longer needed in the armed services will be free to find other work to do. Now, this declaration did not drop on us out of the blue. The way had been prepared by a decade of education and discussion leading up to this revolutionary moment. Discussions revolved around two questions. First, could we count on people to do what needs to be done without the threat of poverty and the reward of personal wealth? People were less inclined to believe dogmatic claims about the incorrigible greediness of human nature when the question was posed as a thought experiment. Suppose there was no such thing as money. How, then, would we live? This question liberated the imagination as people began to think in new ways about how they would really like to be spending their lives and to be connected to each other. It dawned on them that the most humanly valuable work is done primarily out of love for the work or from a desire to support and enrich the lives of others, or both. As the discussions went on in homes, schools, churches, coffee shops and taverns, and in the press and social media, the enthusiasm for a cooperative society grew quickly. People began to feel invested in the project of bringing it about. The second question in the run-up to the new order set out in the Declaration was the question of political power or the role of the state. Needless to say, the removal of the financial coercion built into capitalism was not intended to be replaced with other sorts of coercion. We were aiming at a free society based on an ethic of cooperation. Yet even voluntary cooperation has to be organized. For example, people need information about where their interests and talents are wanted and needed. A network of web designers set to work creating and testing in advance a website for posting and signing up for opportunities to work and to be trained in new skills. It should not be supposed that the Declaration was issued and implemented as the result only of an election. No normal political procedure under the old Constitution would permit the abolition of money and thereby the end of the rule of capital. The revolution arose from the people's emerging consensus that they could and would live and work cooperatively without economic or state coercion. This meant that no significant block of people would stand in the way of this declaration. And so it was. The police and military forces that had served to protect the power of capital dissipated as soldiers and cops were happy to give up the job of making people respect the old authorities of money and the state. In the old world, most of us were faced throughout our lives with the problem of how to earn our living, and the way we solved or failed to solve that problem usually determined the overall quality of our lives. Making a living was a problem that faced us primarily as individuals and sometimes as families, but never as communities or as a society. With the abolition of money, we are confronted, together with the problem of how we shall live, working cooperatively to maintain ourselves and to expand our capacities and enjoyment. We have replaced the individual and competitive pursuit of money with the collective and cooperative pursuit of a flourishing community life in which each of us can realize our fullest possible development. That's the end of this historical sketch from the future. I offer it only as one contribution to what I hope will be a growing project of expanding the ability of the left, and indeed all of us, to imagine concretely and vividly a world in which we no longer have to build our lives around what financial necessity requires of us, but around what we love. I'm Clayton Morgridge for the Old Mole Variety Hour.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart.